From London, BBC Caribbean Report. Antigua's Deputy Prime Minister Lester Byrd hits back at his cabinet colleague Reuben Harris. The Guyana government yet to react to a U.S. decision to withhold economic assistance until free and fair elections are guaranteed. And Sir Shridath Ramphal and the West Indian Commission run into some fiery criticism in St. Lucia. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In yesterday's edition of Caribbean Report, Antigua's Education Minister Reuben Harris made it clear that he would never support Deputy Prime Minister Lester Byrd or any other member of his family in a bid for the leadership of the country.
I have said pellucidly, I have said unambiguously, I have expressed it to Lester Byrd himself, that I will not support Lester or another Byrd to succeed V.C. Byrd whenever he goes off the scene. That is Bible with me, and there is where I stand. He will never, ever get my support or the support of the people whom I influence.
Well, today, in a prepared statement, Deputy Prime Minister Lester Byrd hit back at his cabinet colleague.
Statement was made by Mr. Reuben Harris on the BBC's Caribbean program yesterday. The statement is typical of Mr. Harris. It was arrogant, self-serving, and demonstrative of his contempt for the Antigua Labour Party and the government, both of which he has used as a convenience to feed his own ambitions.